Oasis Audio presents 101 Hymn Stories by Kenneth Osbeck, read by Wayne Shepherd, with hymns performed on cello by John Ketchings, piano, penny whistle, and accordion by Jeff Taylor, and guitar by Steve Wick. Preface to 101 Hymn Stories. The Christian faith is a singing faith. Hence, the singing of the people, congregational singing, is the most important form of music in an evangelical church. It's been said, Christian song is the overflow of the Christian heart. If our hearts are full, our singing will be full. Also, hymn singing reflects a congregation's spiritual vitality and their response to God's grace. And a spiritual church is a singing church. Throughout church history, great periods of spiritual fervor and revival have always been accompanied by a renewed interest in congregational singing. Regarding the 16th century, historians have stated that Martin Luther won more converts to Christ through his encouragement of congregational singing than even through his strong preaching and teaching. Regarding the 18th century, of the Wesleys it was said that for every person they won with their preaching, 10 were won through their music. And in the 19th century, D.L. Moody said, singing does at least as much as preaching to impress the Word of God upon people's minds. Ever since God first called me, the importance of praise expressed in song has grown upon me. And so it has been through the ages, even to the present time. The songs of Martin Luther, Isaac Watts, Charles Wesley, John Newton, Ira Sankey, Philip Bliss, Fanny Crosby, John Peterson, and other contemporaries have been used providentially by a sovereign God to challenge the unbeliever, to edify the saint, and to fan.